Well, I'm old-fashioned enough to believe that such feelings should be kept under control, even if several people are made unhappy as a consequence. I don't know, he said, lifting his hands in tired exasperation. If you have children, and we all do, then those feelings should definitely be resisted. There was another silence. Then Robert then simply said, James Thurber. When questioned, he explained that Thurber's first book was called Is Sex Necessary? A further silence followed, and then Georgina asked Wendy how her two children were, and the discussion wandered aimlessly over the academic achievements of their various offspring. When Brendan filled in the last answer of his crossword, he smiled at them with quiet triumph, drained his glass, stood up, and said goodnight as well. He and Donna were always the first to retire. She always said that the change of air and the different surroundings made her and Brendan especially tired. All six of them, the three couples, met up for a week each year in a holiday cottage that Donna had booked, and they had been doing so for nearly a decade. The routine had been established. In February, she would go through the brochures, make some inquiries, and phone to make sure they were all happy with her proposed date and location. In their separate homes, 100 miles apart, Terence and Georgina and Robert and Wendy would debate whether they really wanted to go on a shared holiday.